Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline here on the Morning News with Dave Lee again, as we want to bring in our good friend Dr. David Hilden from Hennepin Healthcare. And doctor, as always, appreciate what you're doing for the community and for taking the time here. Thank you. How are you holding up, by the way?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for that. Every day we wake up feeling healthy is another day to be grateful.
Boy, no kidding. Well, let me ask you about equipment over there at the hospital. Do you have enough?
We have enough for today. That's a big qualifier for today. We have a very, let's just say, restrictive plan in place to conserve our equipment, which is so foreign to most of us in the healthcare field. But our plan is intended to save what we have now, because we won't have enough in the future if things don't change. We need either to see fewer patients in the future, or we need an influx of masks and gowns in the future. And so far, that has not yet happened, although the response from the community, from local manufacturers, from all over the place to get us quality personal protective equipment has been really, really heartwarming. But we do need to see quite a few more, especially masks, the good kind of masks. We need to see those coming in the coming weeks, or we will run out in a relatively short period of time.
When do you expect the peak, Dave?
Well, it's hard to say. It all depends on how well we do our physical distancing in Minnesota, and we do a pretty good job of that. I think if we do about like we are now, we'll probably see a peak here in 6 weeks, maybe 9 weeks. And I'm talking the peak, where things are at their worst. So we're probably still 6 to 9, maybe even 12 weeks out from that. But if we fail to do our social distancing, it would be sooner than that. But I think we're doing a pretty good job. So I think early May probably is when things are going to be the roughest for us. The month of May, I would imagine. That's a guess. It's based on epidemiologic models, which are good guesses, but they use modeling types of algorithms to help determine that. But that's what we're thinking right about now.
Dr. Hilden, I read a couple stories yesterday. One coming out of Abbott Laboratories about making diagnosing COVID-19 as easy as the flu, kind of a point-of-care test. And, of course, the front page of the Star Tribune today, the big headline, it says, immunity test in works, the U and Mayo hoping that the antibody test could help determine who is no longer a threat. I want to get your reaction to that and what we can expect as patients.
Both of those are great developments and are the real deal. The first one, the rapid testing, would be exactly what we need. Ideally, people could even check themselves at home, and then we could rapidly test that way. But even if not, doing it at hospitals and clinics would be a game changer for us. In fact, our own hospital, as well as I believe several others in the state, will be able to do same-day rapid testing relatively soon, perhaps this week even. And that will be a really big game changer for us, because instead of having to wait 3 or 4 or 5 days, we'll know really quickly. But the holy grail, if you will, is to have it a 15-minute test just like the flu. And I think that is promising. I can't wait for that to be delivered, and I think we should all be really grateful for that. The second thing, too, is also real. I know researchers right here in Minneapolis and in Rochester are working with researchers around the world to come up with what is called an antibody test. Your body develops antibodies to an illness after it's been infected by it. Those antibodies don't develop for at least a week, maybe longer. So it's not a good test to determine if you're sick now, but it's a great test to determine if you had the virus previously. So it's sort of like an all-clear test. If you get this test, and we could ideally test like every Minnesotan, every single one of them, and you could know who had it and who didn't. That would be the perfect way. And then those who had it in the past are relatively secure from getting it in the future. And so you could lift restrictions on those people. And that would be really, really a good thing. Those tests aren't universally successful. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, but it is a proven technology. And I'm so excited that both those researchers here at the University of Minnesota and our friends down at Mayo are working on them. That is a second development that could be a real game changer for us.
Kind of a more practical question, and I don't know if you can answer this, but I've got a couple emails on it, and I read it myself. And at one point, there's people saying, if you think you have COVID, don't take Advil, take Tylenol. And then I read another article that said, no, either one is fine. Any reaction to that, doctor?
We initially thought, due to some reports out of, I can't remember where, I think maybe Italy, we initially thought that non-steroidal drugs, of which Motrin, Advil, ibuprofen, Aleve, they're all in that class, that they did worse, that people who were taking those maybe did worse. That was not borne out by further study. At least we don't think so. There does not appear to be any proven relationship between those medications and worse outcomes with COVID. I do have to put a big caveat on that as well, though, and that we simply don't really know that much about that aspect of it. So my advice to people is, if you always use the minimal amount of medications that you can in general, but if you have a mild ache or a headache, or I would prefer that people would take acetaminophen, which is Tylenol. But if you are taking an occasional ibuprofen, I don't think that is something to get too worked up over. It's certainly not in the top 5 or 10 things I would worry about. If you need to take it for some other reason, I would go ahead and do so, given the lack of really any evidence one way or the other. Again, like all medications, minimize what you're taking.
And again, before I let you go back to work, Dr. Hilden, at what point does someone contact in the hospital or their doctor if they think they have this?
If you are a relatively healthy person, and you get some aches and pains or a cough and a fever, those are the big ones, cough, fever, aches and pains, your best bet is always to stay home. Just stay in your home, drink fluids, maybe some chicken soups, the things your grandmother told you, and you will be, in all likelihood, you will get better regardless of what you have. If you are more sick than that, in other words, if you have heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, perhaps cancer, and you get symptoms, I would call your doctor and get his or her advice on whether you should go in. Mostly, however, people don't need to go in for more mild illness. The symptom that is more advanced and you should be more worried about is if you can't catch your breath. If you are short of breath and literally having trouble getting air in and out of your lungs, you need to be calling your doctor and getting some more immediate attention in that case, because that's a symptom of more advanced disease when you're literally having trouble breathing. I wouldn't wait in that case.
Dr. Hilden, always appreciate your thoughts. I look forward to talking to you again on Thursday. Take care of yourself, and again, thank you for all you and the staff are doing at all the hospitals around town. I sure appreciate it.
Absolutely, Dave. It's always good to be with you and to chat about this with Minnesota.
Dr. David Hilden here on WCCO's Morning News from Hennepin Healthcare. Our news continues in 2 minutes with Steve and a CBS News update.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.